it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Yeah, we could do that, or we could vacuum. That's an option, too. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Fun Hour 1 as we get ready to bring you Hour 2. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Span56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Multiple ways to reach us, multiple ways to talk to us, multiple ways to listen to us, and it's all about the platforms of radio on the go and all the devices that you can use to grab the Spano and Black Attack.
We sure can, Bob, and we'll rapid fire through this and quickly set the table for hour number two, because we're going to have to hit the ground running. You can go to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, as well as a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage, so check us out at sportsbyline.com. There's great apps like iHeartRadio, which has on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline broadcast live channel. There's TuneIn Radio as well, live channel, wealth of on-demand content. Both apps you can download to any of your device, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And let us not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We love the relationship that we have, not only with them, but all the other affiliates and everybody else that we are affiliated with. It's been a long relationship with most of them, and we want to continue it.
Exactly right, Bob. We got a big hour two on tap for you here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, Landon Donovan, U.S. soccer legend, will join us, and we'll talk all things U.S. soccer and Liberty Mutual Insurance with him. 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic, will join us. The latest on his 100th book, The Orlando Magic, and a trip around the NBA with Pat Williams at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And in between, I think we're going to go to the gridiron a little bit. Very interesting story coming out of the NFL that I think we need to discuss. But on the other side, Landon Donovan, U.S. soccer legend, joins us next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack, and you're checking us out on Sports Byline. Most importantly, be sure to keep it where it is.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by soccer legend Landon Donovan. Landon's working with Liberty Mutual and with the commitment to projecting the future growth of the game in the United States, and he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Landon. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, guys.
It's let's talk about Liberty Mutual first, and then we'll swing ourselves on to the pitch. Your work with Liberty Mutual and the success of youth soccer is it has to grow from the kids on up. Let's talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, well, I started my first game with the national team was in 2000, and if you had told me an insurance company the size of Liberty Mutual was going to be involved with us and support soccer 16 short years later, I would have said you're crazy. But it's great to have a partner like that that cares about what we're doing, cares about youth soccer, supports the Olympic movement, supports our national teams. It's great. And they've done a lot of great things around the game, and they're supporting us in ways that we could have never imagined. So it's been great.
They're also giving fans an opportunity to win a trip to four to the U.S. Soccer's National Training Center in L.A. Talk about that, because that's something in conjunction with your work with Liberty Mutual as well.
Yeah, it's great. They want to connect with the fans, and fans can use the hashtag StandProtected and tweet at Liberty Mutual and have a chance to go to L.A. for a few days and hang out in a place where I have spent the last 10 years of my life every day in the beautiful training center in L.A. I can attest to how enjoyable it is, what a great place it would be for someone to win who may have never been to L.A., and that would be a great opportunity. So the hashtag is StandProtected and tweet at Liberty Mutual, and you could find yourself going to L.A. for a nice little vacation.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. But tonight the focus is in Columbus, Ohio, and we got a rematch between the United States and Guatemala. There's starting to be some rumblings, my friend. There's a perception that perhaps the program is starting to go backwards under Klinsmann. I'm going to ask you point blank. What's your opinion?
Yeah, it's not good right now. There's no way to spin it other than that, you know, losing to a team that we haven't lost to in almost 30 years is not good. And I think the real concern right now is not necessarily this part of qualifying. For those who don't understand, there's three games left in this round of qualifying. I think we will advance quite comfortably. The real concern is the next round, where the teams get harder and the matches get a lot more difficult. In the last few years, we've lost at home to a number of teams that we will be playing in this qualifying round and in the next qualifying round, and that has never happened before. So it now gives these teams belief that they can come to America and get points on American soil, which in qualifying is a death wish. So it is concerning. The beauty of soccer and sports really is the next game is the only one that matters. So if we go on and win the next 10 straight games, everyone will forget about this time. But the pressure is certainly on, and it starts tonight. They need to win tonight in Columbus against Guatemala.
Those are the dulcet tones of U.S. men's soccer legend Landon Donovan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, you mentioned qualifying's not going to get easier from here for the 2018 World Cup. It's only going to get harder. And we've talked a little bit about the state of U.S. men's soccer and how there's it's clear there seems to be a bit of a regression here. Can you see a scenario, and it sounds like you can, where the U.S. doesn't qualify for the World Cup in 2018?
You know, I would have never said that throughout the years I've been involved with U.S. soccer, even watching as a kid. I would have never said that that's a reality, but it is the reality. And there's a few factors. One is clearly the team's not playing well right now, which is cause for concern. But two, the other teams have gotten better in this region. And so if, you know, we saw the other night the U.S. loses in Guatemala. Well, if you think that's a hard place to play, if you go to Mexico next year and try to win a game, or you go to Panama where the team's better, it's a little more difficult. Go to Honduras where the team's better, a little more difficult. Jamaica, same thing. You could absolutely envision a scenario. And the reality then is not only is there a huge financial hit for not qualifying for a World Cup in all ways, in all the ways you can imagine, including sponsorships, TV rights, et cetera, there's a bigger impact of not having the opportunity to inspire a new group of children or people in 2018 at the World Cup like we've done in every World Cup for the last six or seven. So it has big implications. I still believe the team will be fine, but it's getting a little dicey right now.
Is the message from Klinsmann being lost? Is that what's happening with this roster, or is it something else? Is it just maybe the talent isn't quite there as it was perceived?
I think you see in all sports over time, hearing the same voice can get a little bit old in the same messages, and that's why you have so much respect for someone like Greg Popovich or Bill Belichick or Bruce Arena with my old team, the Galaxy. Coaches that can consistently get their teams going and sustain it over a long period of time are very rare. So it's hard to know exactly what's going on without being privy to everything and being inside the locker room every day, but there's clearly something missing. It's not just that the team lost by two goals to Guatemala. It's the way they play. They look uninspired. They look disorganized. They look like there's a lack of confidence, and so there's something going on, and you just hope that it can get corrected quickly.
Well, if that ends up being the case and the scenario plays out where they don't qualify for the Cup, Klinsmann can't survive that, can he?
No, I don't think any coach survives that in world soccer. So I think that's very clear that the goal for any national team coach is to qualify for a World Cup, and if you don't, then you know that, you know, it's an unwritten rule that, you know, you're done. So let's hope that scenario is not playing out. Let's hope that they win tonight. Everything's back on track, and then in a few months from now, we can forget about this and start celebrating another trip to a World Cup.
You know what? I like your attitude about keeping this positive, but let me ask this, and I'm not going to turn it back negative, but I do want to talk about the continued growth of soccer on the grassroots level, as that's been instrumental in the slow, steady gains in soccer in this country. Talk about the grassroots level and the continued growth and how that's going to reap dividends further down the road again for U.S. soccer, and how U.S. soccer can then get to the next place from where they are right now.
Sure. Well, that to me is the real discussion. And everybody talks about wanting to win a World Cup. For me, it's not about winning a World Cup. For me, it's about realistically competing for a World Cup every time we play. So, in a tournament that has seven games, if you have a decent team, you could go. I mean, look at Syracuse in the Final Four now in the NCAAs. If you have a decent team, you can make a run if you get all the things going right. You get hot at the right time, and you play some teams that, you know, maybe were surprises and shouldn't have been there. You can win some games and perhaps win a World Cup. But the issue for me is we want to be like Brazil or Spain or France or Germany, that are consistently going into the tournament thinking they can win the World Cup. That's where we need to get. And so to answer your question, that all starts with producing players that can compete at that level. And there's plenty of players in this country. There's plenty of athletes. We need to get the right players, the right athletes, and have the right coaches teaching them how to play the game the right way. And if we do that consistently, then we'll have a chance every time to compete for a World Cup.
Boy, that was well said. You said it all. I don't think there's much to add. Before we let you run, though, we don't want to keep you on schedule. Life since retiring from soccer, what have you been doing? I saw the commercial, and I do get a kick out of it, Don Oven. And pass to that guy, because he's good. You know, we don't want you messing up. I do get a kick out of that commercial. Wondering what else you got going on, and what are your plans for the future, and maybe a follow-up of that commercial, because that commercial makes me laugh every time I watch it.
Yeah, life's been good for me. I've been enjoying and enjoying life and having the opportunity to do things like this, where Liberty Mutual brings me out to a game to still enjoy the game and be involved in a small way. I just had a son 2 months ago, so that's kept me pretty busy. And I'm taking my time deciding what's going to be next. I want to make sure that I make the right decision. I'm fortunate. I get a lot of offers and opportunities to do different things, so it's a good problem to have, but I want to make sure I decide what the right thing is and really how I can make the biggest impact on soccer and on lives going forward.
Landon, thanks so much for a few minutes. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a frequent visitor to the Spano and Black Attack, and you do a great job of spreading the word about U.S. soccer and the involvement of Liberty Mutual and U.S. soccer, and we really do appreciate it. And we're glad you were able to swing paying for that jersey. Thank you very much, Mr. Don Oven. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Landon Donovan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, giving us some terrific insight into the U.S. men's national soccer team, U.S. soccer on a grassroots level, and Liberty Mutual's involvement in it all. And on the other side, we're going to jump onto the NFL gridiron. Got a very interesting story out of the NFL I want to flesh out with you. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 and at BobBlack71. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Well, it might not be right, but then again, we're not always right ourselves. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. When Joe and I were getting ready for the show, he had mentioned a story that he wanted to talk about, and it involves Hussein Abdullah. And, Joe, it's a pretty serious story, and I thought you did great legwork on this and fleshing it out and getting us to talk about it, because it's kind of gotten blown off in the midst of March Madness.
Absolutely has, Bob, and it's not a story that should be blown off. Let's get everybody up to speed on it, because, as you said, it's one of those stories that got lost in the shuffle with all the hoopla surrounding the NCAA men's college basketball tournament. Now that we're in the Final Four, we have a little bit of room to breathe until Saturday. So for guys like us, we have room to breathe until Friday. So let's dive in and let's kind of set the stage for this story, and then we'll get into some discussion here. Seven seasons in the NFL, safety Hussein Abdullah retires. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been a solid starter for a number of teams, and he's accumulated quite a bit of personal wealth in his life. Now, after seven seasons, he goes on his Instagram account to announce to the world his retirement, and he cites personal health being foremost after suffering five career concussions. That's really the story here. It's not Hussein Abdullah in and of himself retiring. It's retiring in still prime years in his career left, and citing personal health, most notably head trauma, as being one of the foremost reasons for him retiring, Bob.
Yeah, we've seen so many examples of it over the last couple of years, a lot of it coinciding with the CTE studies and the concussion settlements and the lawsuits and everything else that's gone on. But these young men are very well aware of the repercussions of an extended NFL career. Now, look, he's had above average time in the National Football League as far as a career goes. I mean, you're talking seven seasons, which has given him an opportunity to put money in the bank. But after 7 years, where he should theoretically be right in his prime, he's stepping off the stage. And I'm sure family weighs into it. I'm sure friends have weighed into it. Maybe even consulting with his coaches and the point of, you know, well, look, I can't commit to this anymore because I'm worried about my long-term health. I think it's something that we're going to see more and more of. I think it's not unexpected. And I think this is the face of football right now where premier players are going to step off the stage because they're worried about being able to function once they go past the age of 40.
Well, for those that do not believe the risks are real, they are. To what degree remains to be seen as we continue to study. But I think it's become abundantly clear, even by the small sample of studies that we've done, the risks are real. That's number one. Number two, something you talked about a while back that I wasn't sure was going to happen looks like it may just happen. Because perception is reality. And with Chris Borland, Dan Connolly, Patrick Willis, Calvin Johnson, and now Hussein Abdullah having all retired in the last two off seasons, at least in part due to long-term health concerns, well, the perception now is that the NFL's unsafe and many of its best players leave early as opposed to risk a long career in the NFL. So what may result, and it's going to take a while, this is not something that happens overnight, but over the course of 20 or 30 years, what you're going to see is an NFL that has a severe erosion of talent as parents will stop their kids from playing football on the grassroots level. And it takes time for that to have an effect on the game at its highest levels. But it's already starting. And it's going to continue to get worse as more and more comes out. And even when studies don't convince some parents, when people that actually play these games and they walk away from money because and they cite long-term health risks, that gets the attention of everybody.
Yeah.
And once that happens, now you're going to have a real problem at the grassroots level. And we're starting to see quite a few guys, and I cited quite a few names over the course of the last two off seasons who have mentioned, at least in part, personal health being one of the reasons that they have retired.
It's fair, but I'll flip it and I'll give you credit for something that you said that I think is 100% accurate. That can all change in a heartbeat if, via technology, they can come up with the helmet that prevents concussions. And right now, people all over this country and all over this planet are making the effort to come up with the solution to what we call a collision sport, not a contact sport, taking this kind of toll and exacting this kind of price on its athletes. But if they're unable to come up with that, at least in the near future, as you said, and I think accurately so, the talent pool will start to decrease. And over the next 10, 15, 20 years, football as we know it will undergo a significant change, and it will not be the sport that you and I grew up on.
Again, very accurate statement. As you said, and as I've talked about, technology can save this sport, perhaps. Failing technology, and it takes a while. You know, if it takes them 5 or 10 more years before they come up with the helmet, there's going to be a problem going forward that they will be able to recover from, but there will be a problem at the grassroots level that will show a downturn in football for a period of time. If it takes longer than that, you could have a far-reaching problem that football may not be able to recover from. And I guess to kind of take this full circle, as it were, we've cited what happened with Hussein Abdul and his decision to retire. We talked about the other guys that have cited, at least in part, health concerns as cause for their retirement. We talked about if studies and everything else that are maybe on some level inconclusive or are small samples don't convince fans. Fans of this sport who watch stars of this sport and players they like retire, that may cause parents to take pause before letting their kids play football on a grassroots level. So to kind of bring all of this full circle, the NFL is doing a great job, or trying to do a great job, of covering their own rear end and trying to not acknowledge that there is a connection between football and CTE. Well, I get it. They're trying to save themselves money in a lawsuit, and I understand that. It's a multi-billion dollar business. I get all of those things. But at some point, the NFL better get on board, stop covering their rear ends, because the billions that they may lose in the settlement of a lawsuit may pale in comparison to the billions that they're going to lose in the downturn of their industry. So they need to get on board, acknowledge that there's a problem, and do everything in their power to mitigate the problem and move forward so that their game doesn't suffer. And as a result, their bottom line doesn't ultimately suffer.
There's no question about that, but I'll take it even a step further. The reaction of the NFL industry, and that's exactly what it is absolutely no different than the reaction of the tobacco industry when tobacco needed to finally admit that, hey, smoking cigarettes causes lung cancer. It's no different than Big Pharma that throws out a bunch of drugs out there and the side effects that come into play when you use it. Oh, well, yeah, we knew that, but you know, we risk reward on the benefits outweighed the 30 people who had strokes and died. This right. is the reaction.
At least at least we cured your acid reflux.
Yeah, exactly. This is the reaction of big business anytime something like this happens. So this doesn't surprise me with the National Football League. The only difference is that, you know, not everybody grows up smoking. almost everybody grows up wanting to be a football fan or wanting to be a star athlete. And if the elite athletes are steered away from this sport, it will die on the vine eventually. Not immediately, as you said. You know, I mean, you said eventually, I should say. But it won't happen immediately, but it will die on the vine. It will happen. It's just parents are not going to let their kids play football. It's not going to happen.
You know, you don't see it right away.
Not yet.
So if you don't acknowledge there's a, well, I'm just saying in general, you don't see these things right away. We're getting up against it here. But you don't see these things right away. And if you don't acknowledge it early, the problem creeps up upon you. And then there's nothing to do you can do about it because it's too late.
Great point.
And that's something the NFL has to think about just from a business standpoint. You know, caring for these people, well, that's not the NFL. They're a big business. They're chips in a poker game or pieces on a chessboard. Pat Williams, Senior VP of the Orlando Magic, joins us next. We're going to talk all things Orlando Magic, his 100th book, and the NBA. All next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Thank you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by the great Dick Vitale, part of the 4th Annual All-State March Mayhem Challenge. And Dickie V, you're going up against Buzz Aldrin. What a matchup that is. Let's talk about it a little bit.
I'll tell you one thing, hey, Bob and Joe, I need some help, man. I need help from Oklahoma. If Oklahoma wins, I end up tying Buzz because Michigan State, Kentucky killed me early in this tournament and all those surprises. But again, you know, going against a legend, he's such an icon, a beautiful man. We spent a day together down at the Space Center in Houston and had so much fun. And I can't thank Wall State enough. They're donating money to the Space Center on behalf of Buzz, and they're donating money, something I'm obsessed with, raising money for kids battling cancer through the V Foundation for pediatric cancer. So I say thank you, Allstate. Everybody wins in the deal. It's a lot of fun no matter what happens, but March Mayhem has been absolutely wacky, man, especially in the early rounds. And then the heavyweights took over, but who would have ever thought Syracuse, the 10th seed, is in the Final Four? An amazing, amazing story.
Well, you know what, Dickie V, let's go right there. You know, the lone remaining number one seed in the tournament, North Carolina, takes on Cinderella's glass slipper wearing number 10 seed Syracuse in an all ACC battle. That doesn't flow naturally, but it is. Break down this matchup a little bit and give us your thoughts on what Syracuse would have to do to topple North Carolina, who's probably the most talented team left in this tournament.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's no question the most talented team, the deepest team, and so effective offensively. In fact, Notre Dame played them really well, played them tough. But ultimately, it was an incredible run where they had 12, I believe, possessions or 13 in a row where they scored. And that's what they do, and they do it really well with a variety of guys. It starts with certainly Bryce Johnson inside is a monster. He's had 23 double-doubles, so Syracuse is going to have to suffocate him in that 2-3 zone to at least contain him. You're not going to stop him, and he's going to get his 15, 17, but you can't let him go off for 25 and dominate on the glass. So I think the 2-3 zone has to really, really find him, match up with him on the inside. Now on the perimeter, they've elevated their game and have taken another step is because of the play of Marcus Page. I mean, he's been knocking down threes, had six in the one game, and then he came back with three in the next game, so it's 9 in 2 games. And all of a sudden, he's making his shot again, and that takes them to another level, and they're benched. So you better be able to control their transition game. That's number one. You can't let them get up and down the court, and you got to be able to contain Johnson inside and hope to put pressure from that 2-3 on Page, taking away his 3.
What about an old dog learning new tricks here, Dickie V? We've seen Jim Boeheim pull out that press when they're desperate and their backs are against the wall, and they've had great success with it against both Gonzaga and then, you know, in the Elite Eight and against Virginia. Do you think Jimmy Boeheim will pull this out again before they're desperate, or is it only a desperate measure for Jimmy Boeheim and they're going to stay with their 2-3 zone exclusively?
Well, you know, I thought it was a desperate measure against Virginia. I mean, their backs were totally against the wall, down 16 in the second half. You know what made it really interesting? I'll be honest with you. I thought that game was history. Thought it was history. I think there was any way they'd come back for this reason. I turned to my wife and I said, as we're getting ready to do ESPN, I was home watching the game and preparing as I had to go on SportsCenter, all that stuff. And I said, one thing about Virginia, if they get a double figure lead, 10-12, it's like 25 points because they're so good at the free throw line. They pass the ball exceptionally well. They got a star player in Brogdon to make big plays when their back's against the wall. So usually they're lethal. And then we did a little research. My guy, Howie Schwab, who does a lot of my research, looked it up. Ready for this one? 7 years Tony Bennett's coaching. Never, ever in 7 years did they ever lose a double-figure lead after the half. Double-figure lead. And that game up 16, are you kidding me? It looked like they were in cruise control. It's just an amazing comeback. And you know what? Let's not forget the play of Malachi Richardson. I mean, 21 in the second half, he became a star of stars. He's been very good all year. Very good. He's had himself a solid freshman year, averaging about 13 a game, diaper dandy. But that game put him in a star category. So he became a star overnight in the annals of Syracuse basketball.
Dick Vitale joining us here in the attack, representing the All-State March Mayhem Challenge. And, Dick, let's flip it to the other side. You know, Joe and I talk about it all the time. You got a couple of teams that are balanced, but they rely on the three-point shooting a lot. Nova has shot the ball extraordinarily well, and Buddy Field, well, he's Buddy Field. And he never saw a shot that he was shied away from. And he's a guy, and we talk about this all the time, you want a guy at the end that doesn't run away from the basketball, and Field falls into that category.
Well, you know, Bob, I couldn't agree more with you. Buddy Hield's a great story. Last year, a second-round pick. Now he's been elevated. People are saying top five shows you coming back to school. And it's so great to have the game really involving a lot of veteran players, stars who've been in school for 3-4 years, not these kids coming out one and done, who really, the term student-athlete becomes a farce and a joke, really, when I hear the term student-athlete. They put in the NCAA manual. I wish we could get rid of the one and done. I wish we had a scenario where kids, if they want to go right to the pros out of high school, let them go. But once you step on that campus, 3 years, man, just like they do in baseball, and it works beautifully. But Buddy Hield's been an amazing story. It's been contagious. Buddy buckets with his teammates. I've gotten to know Buddy a little bit this year, doing several of their games, and really impressed with his toughness. And as you said, he hunts the ball down when the game is on the line. And I love that in a player. And I love the fact that he makes plays and he becomes contagious. His enthusiasm, his energy, his positive performance becomes contagious to everybody on the floor.
Jimmy, before Dickie V, before we let you run, just in an effort to keep you on schedule here, when this is all said and done, Monday night, a little after 11 p.m. Eastern time, who do you think's cutting down the Nets?
I think, well, you said it earlier, I don't think they're going to be denied. I think, you know, preseason I had North Carolina number one, and then I ran away from them when I did my bracket because I thought, I really did. I did the SEC championships and semifinals, and I saw Kentucky, and I really thought that their backcourt, Ulysses and Murray, would carry them and beat Indiana and then beat and upset Carolina, and oh, was I wrong. I should have stayed with my initial pick that I had preseason number one, Carolina, and right now they're playing like the team I thought they'd be. I don't think they're going to be denied. I think it'll be celebration time, Franklin Street. I think Roy Williams will get his third national title, and I really believe that. I think they're going to be a tough, tough out for anyone. I think the Oklahoma-Villanova game is going to be a nail-biter. I think Oklahoma fans are making a mistake, any of them who put any weight at all on the first matchup. I talked to Lon Kruger yesterday, and I said, Lon, probably the biggest nightmare you got is the fact that you beat Villanova easily in Hawaii, where they made 14 threes, and Villanova shot 4-for-32. Hey, Bob and Joe, you, myself, the three of us could go out and shoot 4-for-32. And it's not going to happen again, my friends. That's not going to happen again.
Well, Dick, this has truly been a pleasure. We thank you so much for a couple of minutes. We want to try and keep you on schedule, but before we let you go, again, the All-State March Mayhem Challenge, talk about it, and most importantly, talk about the great work it's doing and who it's doing that work for.
Well, it's doing work for the Space Center in Houston, donating money to All-State. I can't thank them enough. And for kids battling cancer, anybody would like to help me, I'm trying to raise a lot of money. We have the Dick Vitale Gala. We'll raise over $2 million, we hope, this year, honoring Robin Roberts, Urban Meyer, and Bo Ryan, who raised a lot of money in Wisconsin for cancer. So, again, it'll be a great, great night. It's May 13th. You can get more information about my gala. Just go to DickVitaleOnline.com. We'll have celebrities galore with us. I just got confirmation Jim Harbaugh's coming. Archie Griffin's coming. I mean, it's unbelievable. Chris Fowler, all the ESPN people. Robin Roberts will bring a big crowd. It's going to be a great, great night, most of all, for kids battling cancer. Just go to DickVitaleOnline.com. But thank you, Allstate. Love you guys. Love what you've done in helping people.
Thanks so much for a few minutes, Dickie V. We really do appreciate it. Keep spreading the good word and keep fighting the good fight. This was truly a pleasure. Thank you for your insight, my friend.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy. Hey, Bob, you and Joe, yeah, I figured something out. I got fired in the NBA because my guards played like you two suckers.
No, your guards were better than us. If you had us playing, you'd have been fired much earlier. Thanks again. Truly a pleasure.
Take care.
Do it again real soon. Bye-bye now. That was the great Dick Vitale joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob,
he must have seen our jump shot, man.
Yeah, well, I had no jump shot. That was really fun, you know, and we appreciate him hanging in there with us as long as he did. You know, we really appreciate it. Gave us some great insight into the Final Four and into the great work he's doing as part of the All-State March Mayhem Challenge. What an honor and a lot of fun and some great insight into the Final Four, Bob.
You know something, Joe, I'll tell you, he's a very charitable man on top of it. You can hear the passion in his voice when it comes down to raising any kind of money for any kind of cancer. You know, his good friend Jim Valvano obviously passing. But, by the way, I said field. You know I meant healed. But as you know, that's going to be an interesting matchup. I thought Dick raised a great point. That blowout earlier in the year, that's something Kruger's got to get out of their heads. The fact that they handled Villanova so easily. And I'm sure that's been one of the themes in practice is, look, you know, different time of year, long time removed. You better get that out of your brains and recognize that this is going to be hammer and tong more than likely right down to the final whistle.
Well, you know, here's a couple of things. Lon Kruger is one hell of a basketball coach. I think we both know that. He's truly one of the best in this business. And if there's anybody that can get that notion out of the heads of these players, it's Lon Kruger. That's number one. Number two, this really is a different Villanova team on a number of levels. They're generally shooting the ball far better than they did out in Hawaii. That's number one. Number two, when you look at that win over Kansas, and we talked about this, you know, on Monday. When you look at that win over Kansas, they're a team that's now found multiple ways to win and an ability to overcome not necessarily being able to shoot the ball particularly well. Their versatility and their ability to win what now seems to be multiple ways and in ways not ideally suited for their success, but managing to win anyway, I think makes them a far different team than they were back in November when these two teams locked up. And if anybody thinks that this Villanova team is the same team as that team, I think they're sadly mistaken. And it's going to take everything in Lon Kruger to convince his Oklahoma Sooners of that. And if he fails to get that message across to them, well, then this one will be over very quickly as Villanova will storm the castle.
Yeah, I think it's a completely fair point. Now, you know, with that being said, I think Kruger will be able to do that. And I also think that Oklahoma is mature enough as a basketball team to recognize that, you know, holiday tournaments are a long, long way removed from March Madness. And I don't think that this team will take it for granted when they hit that basketball court that they're just the better basketball team. No way, no how. Otherwise, they don't get this far.
I don't think so either, and you have to hope not. But if there was any chance that that mindset creeps into those players' heads, Lon Kruger will do whatever it takes to get that thought out of their heads. Again, let's not forget, you know, when you look at this, when you look at this Final Four, terrific coaches all the way around. Everybody talks about Roy Williams. They all talk about Jimmy B, Jimmy Boeheim. They all talk about Jay Wright. Not a lot of people talk about Lon Kruger, but he's as good as any of them. Now, you can make a case Jim Boeheim has done the best coaching job in this tournament, but Lon Kruger is one hell of a coach, Bob.
Yes, he is.
We'll tie a bow around a great hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black on Sports Byline. Keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Getting ready to wrap up this edition here, but what a terrific show today. Thanks to Landon Donovan, Pat Williams, of course, Dickie V for coming on board as well. You know, terrific show all the way around. As we ease further into the week, more big guests coming up as far as basketball goes and the NCAA tournament. We're going to have a lot of that as well and some baseball as well going down the line. Of course, you can catch everything on Best of Byline, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, a two-hour block of the best programming on the network. Make sure you check that out every day. Go to our Twitter account, at Sports Byline USA. And check it out as well. They'll give you all the details on who, what, when, and where it's going to be. For Mr. Joe Spano, for Robert out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.